Jobs, jobs, jobs. 196,000 new ones in March. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. The economy added a totally fine number of jobs last month after a meager February. 196,000 jobs, a bit higher than expectations. The unemployment rate stayed right where it's been at 3.8%. And all of this is fine. Totally fine. Nothing to see here in a good way, says Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Tracy.
So you think this jobs report is boring, but boring in a good way?
No, exactly. You couldn't order up better numbers for a time when people in Washington are arguing about whether the Fed needs to take immediate action to prop up the economy or perhaps to slow it down. The average in the first quarter is 180,000. That's, you know, it's respectable, but not overheating.
Not too cold, not too hot.
Just right.
Exactly. But let's look at wages. They ticked down a little bit to 3.2%. What do you think about that?
3.2% is decent. It's faster than inflation growth, which is important because that means people's living standards are rising over time. But it's not so fast that it's going to make the Fed feel obliged to raise interest rates and slow the economy further. In other words, whether you look at this from the job growth perspective, the unemployment perspective, or wage growth perspective, it confirms the Fed's stance of on hold, no rate changes is probably the right one.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial in New York, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tracy.
The long struggling Sears has sold off and closed stores by the hundreds. But now, after its former chairman bought the retailer out of bankruptcy in February, it's opening a few new stores, though these ones will be much, much smaller, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
The classic sprawling Sears department store was spread across multiple floors and huge rooms of clothes, appliances, electronics. Well, Sears' new home and life stores are not that.
It's going to be on one floor. There'll be no escalators.
The company's chief brand officer, Peter Boutross, says the new stores will be a tenth the size.
These are stores focused on home appliances, mattresses, Sears Home Services.
That might solve one of Sears' perennial problems, says Philip Emma at DebtWire.
It allows them potentially to focus on the things that the old Sears stores did well without the impediment of a lot of real estate where you have to sell the clothing and the items that they would have a really hard time competing with.
Sears' parent company still owns more than 200 of the classic department stores and a similar number of Kmarts. The company plans to launch the first 7 home and life stores Memorial Day weekend. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Not everyone gets a chance to study the economy in school. Anyway, who doesn't need a brush up? Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that we hope is smart, accessible, and hopefully even a bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that, we think, is good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. Thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
Boeing is still working to get its troubled 737 MAX 8 back in the air. Pilots and engineers are testing some fixes, but the company faces multiple investigations related to its role in 2 crashes. And pressure is ramping up after a preliminary report from the Ethiopian government. It said pilots followed Boeing procedure, but could not prevent the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports from the Puget Sound region in Washington state, where Boeing makes most of its commercial aircraft.
Spirits were high back in January 2016 at a Boeing airfield outside Seattle.
Welcome to the first flight of the Boeing 737 MAX 8, the first new airplane of Boeing's second century.
What a difference 2 years and two plane crashes can make.
The 737 is the most important program to Boeing.
Aerospace analyst Scott Hamilton says the 737 MAX is Boeing's biggest profit maker. Nearly 5,000 planes are on order. But as long as the planes are grounded, airlines aren't accepting new ones or cutting checks for delivery. Hamilton says he's disheartened about news reports that Boeing charged extra for some safety features and minimized pilot training.
Shareholder value is first, second, and third in the priorities at the Boeing company.
Still, Hamilton's confident Boeing will weather the crisis if it can fix the plane's problems quickly.
Assuming that the Department of Justice criminal investigation doesn't really produce anything, by the end of the year, Boeing's reputation will be back in good shape. I would not expect to see layoffs.
That would be good news for hundreds of small businesses in the region, from parts suppliers to restaurants, like this one around the corner from Boeing Field.
We're at Colosi's Cheesesteaks. We're here in Seattle.
All right, thanks.
Hey, guys. Cool. Thanks for stopping.
There's a lot of Boeing around us. About one-fifth of our business is probably from Boeing.
That's Evan Sargent behind the counter.
I couldn't imagine if Boeing was not here. What I do to this neighborhood.
Have you ever thought about trying to get a job there?
I have.
And?
I'm passionate about what I do here.
Those jobs at Boeing pay well. $35 an hour on average for production workers before overtime. John Holden, president of the local machinists union, says the company's been hiring and the union just negotiated a pay raise. Holden's looking beyond the crisis with the 737 MAX, though, and he's worried that in the future, Boeing will shift union jobs out of state to cut costs.
We do a good job. Our members are the most productive. You know, people feel they've earned the right to be secure in their work.
The union wants Boeing's next airplane, now in development, to be made here in Washington State. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.